Today's episode is sponsored by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/brainson. Just go to Indeed.com/brainson right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/brainson. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Today's episode is sponsored by Greenlight. Did you know that 27 states don't require a personal finance course for students, even though teens score an average of 64% on the National Financial Literacy Test? Let's make a difference. Our friends at Million Bazillion and Greenlight are hitting the road, visiting schools to teach important lessons on financial literacy. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live and interactive. Million Bazillion Live is in partnership with Greenlight, the money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That's greenlight.com/million.
Is he coming yet? Hi, you're listening to Brains On,
a show featuring awesome kids and the stuff that makes kids awesome. Today, the show is all about growing.
We've got some questions.
Is it better to be taller or shorter?
Do animals grow the same that we do?
What superpowers does your brain have before it's done growing?
What does the tooth fairy do with all those teeth?
We'll answer all of these questions right now. Keep listening.
It's time to get our brains on.
You're listening to Brains On. I'm Molly Bloom, and here with me today is...
Janie Post.
Hi, Janie.
Hi.
Janie's going to be sharing hosting duties with me today, and we're going to start with our friends West and Cole.
I can do better.
No, you can't.
My name is Cole.
My name is West.
I am 8 years old.
So am I.
Now, West is one of the shortest kids in his class, and Cole is one of the tallest. And have you guys kind of always been the tallest and the shortest, like since you remember?
Yes.
Yes.
If you could switch, if you could be the tallest and you could be the shortest, would you do it?
No.
No.
Why not?
Well, because I like being tall.
Why?
Because I want to be as tall as my dad, and when you're tall, you can reach high things.
But when you're small, you can go through tiny obstacles, but when you're big, you can't. So?
I'm going to give you some different scenarios, so like situations, and I want you to tell me if it would be better to be taller or shorter. So, the first one is hide and go seek.
Probably shorter.
Shorter!
Why do you guys say that?
Because when you're smaller, you carry less weight on your body. And you can go in way different places than big people.
And what about reading? Does that make any difference if you're tall or short?
No.
No.
No difference? What about sleeping?
Short.
What do you think?
Tall.
Why?
My answer is because when you're short, you get more space.
My answer is because when you're tall, you get more of the bed and it's comfier.
Okay, what about grocery shopping? Does it make any difference?
I'm going to have to say big on this one.
Why?
Well, because if you're tiny, like somebody, you can't reach the foods. Or if you want to weigh the foods, there's a weighing thing, and you can't reach the weighing thing.
That's practically never true.
You know that big wall of vegetables? Pretend there's, like, a vegetable you want for your kid, but it's way up here. And when you're tiny, you can't do it. You have to ask somebody to get it for you.
Yeah, that's better because you don't have to do it.
It's not better.
Yeah, it is.
It's not better because it's kind of embarrassing.
No, it's not. For you, it might be, but not for me because sometimes I can't reach stuff, but then you just go like, hey, that's easy. And it's really helpful because sometimes it's something that I really badly need and I can't get it, but you can.
Awesome. So teamwork.
Teamwork!
High five!
Brains on growing!
So, Janie Post, co-host, it rhymes. Let's move on to our next question.
Do animals grow the same that we do?
Humans usually finish growing somewhere in their teens. So you're 9, so you've got several more years to grow. Do you have an older sister or brother?
I have an older sister.
How old is she?
13.
In our culture, most kids don't leave home until they turn 18 usually, right?
Yeah.
But it's different for kinds of animals. Mountain lions, for example, they leave their mothers when they're somewhere between 1 and 1.5 years old. And elephants, though, are more like us. They reach maturity in their teens. But then there's lobsters at the other end of the spectrum, and they never stop growing.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. So another kind of animal that grows differently than we do is a snake. Our friend Sandon Totten spoke with someone who knows firsthand.
I'm Pat Krug. I'm a marine biologist and a proud owner of a boa constrictor snake.
What's your snake's name?
Nicholas.
How big is Nicholas?
I think he's about 7.5 feet long. Some boas are twice that long, and the biggest snake in the world, the anaconda, is probably about 4 times that big.
4 times?
Yeah, they can be over 30 feet long.
Wow, I hope I don't run into that snake.
They eat alligators.
Oh, whew, I'm off the hook. How big was Nicholas when you first got him?
He was about 2 weeks old. He was a baby snake, and he was about the size of a pencil.
A pencil?
Yep.
And now he's 7 feet long?
Yeah, he's 23 years old now, though, which is pretty old for a snake.
23. Did he have a moody teenage phase like people teens do?
He absolutely did. He learned how to open the door to my closet because he used to live in my closet, and sometimes he would just run away, but that just meant he would crawl into the next room and hide under my bed.
A snake hiding under your bed?
Yeah, sometimes on my bed, though. He wasn't a very good hider.
Do baby snakes wear diapers like human babies?
Not that I've ever seen.
So where do they go to the bathroom?
Well, wherever they happen to be, but snakes have such good stomachs that what they poop out is just a pellet of undigested bone and fur, and everything else is gone. It's like chalk.
So it's not even messy?
Not at all. I just pick it up and throw it in the trash.
Guess they don't need diapers.
Nope, not like we do.
What do snakes eat to grow big?
A snake like a boa constrictor will eat mice or rats. A snake like a boa or an anaconda in the wild might eat deer or alligators or just about anything big enough that they can catch, and their jaws can come apart so they can swallow things much, much larger than their own heads.
What does Nicholas eat?
He eats rats.
Nicholas eats rats. Does he have to eat vegetables like human kids do? They have to eat vegetables to get big.
Nope. Snakes do not ever eat their vegetables, and they do grow very, very big. However, I think if you had to eat a vegetable or an alligator, you'd probably pick the vegetable.
How fast do they grow?
If they're eating a lot, they can grow about 1 foot a year, and you can tell how much they're growing because in order to get bigger, they have to shed their skin.
Shed their skin?
Well, you know a snake is covered in scales, right? And so those scales kind of trap them in their own bodies, and so to get bigger, they have to actually crawl out of their old scales, and then they'll have new shiny scales underneath, and they get bigger that way.
So they just crawl out of their old skin and leave it there?
Yep. It peels away backwards, and they crawl right on out and leave it behind.
Kind of like having a really bad sunburn. It just peels off?
Exactly. Yep. You can see their whole body and even the clear scales that cover their eyes because they don't have eyelids. They can't blink, but they have a see-through scale over each eye, and it's left behind when they shed their skin.
Wow, so they always have their eyes on you.
Yeah, well said.
Is there anything in that interview that surprised you?
That they have scales on their eyes.
You know when they leave their skins behind? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I have a box.
You have a box of skins?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, how many do you have?
3.
You have 3 skins?
And I have a couple of rattles. from the rattlesnakes. In science, they have a snake. And when they take it out to hold it, kids just freak out. They're like, snake's gonna come and get me.
But you're not afraid. Have you touched it?
Yes.
What does it feel like?
It's like rough, but still like smooth and rough.
And then the skin that you have from the snake, what does that feel like?
It feels empty. It's like a piece of lumpy paper.
Can you see through it?
Yes. Well, it's like a yellowish, but you can see through it.
So it's kind of translucent, mm-hmm. is the word, I think. Interesting. Would you want a pet snake?
No. Because I heard that they open doors in that story, and it's just... And that it hides under your bed. Ugh.
And I'm amazed when he said that some snakes in the wild are 4 times as long as a 7-foot snake. So what would that be?
28?
28 feet long?
That's really long.
That's really long. Like, what is that? How? Like, what would you even compare that to? That's, like, longer than a car, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe a bus?
That is a big snake, and it can eat alligators. That just gives you an idea of how giant that snake is. So now it's time for the mystery sound. I'm going to play a sound, and I want you to guess what it is. Here we go. Janie, do you have any guesses of what that sound was? I think she knows. She has a knowing look in her eyes, but we are going to wait to reveal the answer for a second. We're going to let you guys think about that. And while you're thinking about that sound, we are going to answer the next question, which is, what superpowers does your brain have before it's done growing? And growing up is great for lots of reasons. You get bigger and stronger, but your brain has some superpowers right now that you won't have once you're done growing.
The Brains On players are here to explain.
Faster than high-speed internet. More powerful than a fancy computer. Able to reach rational conclusions in a single bound. It's your brain.
Thank you.
Wait, you're a brain?
Not just any brain, I'm your brain.
My brain?
I am the quickest, sharpest, most excellent learner you will ever meet. You're lucky to have me, actually.
I am? Huh, I guess I am.
Guess? You know it. I can say this because, as your brain, I know what you know, you know? Listen. Let me break it down for you.
Okay.
You're still little, right? You may think adults rule the world because they're so big. They can drive cars, they get to stay up as late as they want.
Yeah, they think they can do anything.
Exactly. But here's the thing. They can't.
They can't?
No siree. Nope. No, they can't. Your brain can do things theirs are totally incapable of doing. Your brain is young. It's fresh. It's got superpowers.
Superpowers? Really? Like what?
Your brain is a born translator. It can learn a new language way faster than any adult brain. You could probably learn Chinese in 7 months.
你好。你今天怎么样?
I bet you could learn Italian in 5 months. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, come stai?
And if you wanted to learn sign language, you could probably pick it up before a grown-up even learns the basics. You're a language learning machine.
Really? Wow.
And it's not just languages. You can learn all kinds of new skills really fast. A kid's brain is like silly putty. It can be quickly sculpted into all kinds of things. I could learn the bow and arrow and be an archer's brain with just a little practice. I could decide to be a chef's brain, learn to make excellent dishes with just a little bit of hard work. Oh, my cake is ready. Or I could dive into the world of deep space and be an expert on astronauts in no time flat.
Houston, we have liftoff.
Really, the possibilities are endless.
Wow, my brain is great. I mean, you're great. I mean, we're great. You know what I mean.
You know why we can do all this?
No, why?
Because we're young. Sure, you're going to grow, your body's going to get bigger, you're going to get muscles and big feet and a mouthful of grown-up teeth. But by age 10, your brain is already almost adult size. And it has more synapses than any adult could dream of.
Synapses? What's that?
Synapses are like the pathways your brain uses to send information. Imagine a city with lots of streets. The streets are like synapses. Cars are like information. The more streets you have, the more cars you can move around. So in your brain, the more synapses you have, the more information you can process.
So my brain has lots of streets to send information around on?
Exactly, but here's the thing. As you grow older, your body starts closing off roads it doesn't need, shutting down streets that don't get used. It'll make the ones that do get used bigger so information can travel fast on those roads.
Like driving on a highway.
You got it. But before that happens, when you're still a kid, you can send information down lots of little side streets and take all kinds of shortcuts. It helps you learn new things super fast.
Huh. I better learn a lot while I still have all these synapses.
You said it. So go ahead. Put me to the test. I'm up for it. Practice piano, learn to ice skate, pick up a new language, or 5 new languages. I can do it. After all, I'm the quickest, sharpest, most excellent learner you will ever meet. And I'm right inside your head.
Brains on!
Brains on going.
So before we reveal the mystery sound, let's hear it one more time. All right, Janie, what is your guess?
I think it was someone cutting hair.
You're right. It's hair being cut. So even after the rest of you stops growing, your hair never stops growing.
Yes.
And so you have to go get your hair cut. And so we talked to Carolyn Long. That was her cutting the hair. She's a hairdresser and a hair expert, and she knows a lot about how hair grows. So she let us come to the salon where she works, and she told us all about hair.
Speed. Hair grows at an average rate of 1/2 inch a month. Some are a little faster, some are a little slower. So in a year's time, your hair will grow on average about 6 inches.
Color.
All hair color are the combination of all of the 3 primary colors, red, yellow, and blue. And so if you think about what you get when you mix red, yellow, and blue paint together, you get brown. So all hair color is a variation on brown. Even a blonde is just a very, very light shade of brown. So an interesting thing about gray hair or silver hair or white hair is it's not so much a brand new color, is it's actually the absence of color. So what happens is those red, yellow, and blue molecules fade away over time, and what is exposed is your hair without any pigment in it.
Curls.
Curly hair has to do with the shape of the follicle. That is where your hair sprouts from your head. If you have a follicle that is shaped like an oval or an oblong or like a pinched closed shape, what happens is that as the hair grows out of that follicle, it gets pinched along the way so that it starts to curve. If you think about curling ribbon for wrapping a package and you run it along the blade of a scissor, the same effect, whereas straight hair emerges from a follicle opening that is round. So there is nothing to pinch it as it emerges from the scalp.
Is it living?
The actual hair strand itself is technically dead as we know it. There's no life going through it. There's no blood. There's no anything. It's all about keeping it in good shape. But once a hair leaves your head, it is dead.
Brains on!
Brains on growing.
As you grow, your teeth fall out to make way for your grown-up teeth. So we have one more question before we wrap this up.
What does the tooth fairy do with all those teeth?
The tooth fairy comes. The tooth fairy takes your teeth and leaves something in return.
Then when I wake up, there's something besides my tooth under my pillow.
Money?
I think she makes stuff out of them, like beds.
Throws them in the closet or something?
She makes it into magic, throws it into money, and get lots of toys.
Oh, she makes it into pixie dust. Fly.
What does the tooth fairy do with your teeth? That is what I've always wondered. She takes them away, and that much I know from the pillow you put them under. So that I can see her. But what does the tooth fairy do with your teeth? Does she have to count them? 'Cause that would take hours. Are they stacked into the tallest tooth tower? 'Cause Is there a closet that's full of incisors? Does she report to fairy supervisors? Could be she only keeps shiny enamel, used to make pictures to put on the mantle. Decorations for her open-toed sandals. Maybe her house needs some new molar panels. The ones with cavities could make a necklace. And wait, how does she even know my address? I've got a dollar and not a receipt. So what did the tooth fairy do with my teeth? What does the tooth fairy? What does the tooth fairy do with your teeth? Gotta be something or other. I've got a loose one that I'll use as bait if I can stay up and catch her.
Thanks for listening to Brains On. This episode was produced with help from Sandon Totten,
Rick Sanchez,
Tim Post,
Sam Keenan,
Seth Connie,
Nancy Alvarado,
Weston Cole,
Zoe DeMarie,
Nikki DeMarie,
Christine Alderman,
D'Artagnan Scorza,
Carolyn Long,
you, Janie Post,
you, Molly Bloom.
Hey, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.